thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Kent Smith in Fantasy Impromptu. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durham wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durham wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durham millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select, number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it to yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our producer.
And now, Act One of Fantasy Impromptu, starring Kent Smith. This is the story of jealousy and the tragedy and torment it brought into the lives of three people. Eric Lindsay, world-famous concert pianist, Nora, his lovely young wife, and David Warren, noted surgeon and mutual friend of Eric and Nora. As our story opens, Dr. Warren, recently returned from abroad, is enjoying a reunion with his friends over the Lindsay dinner table.
Wonderful, David.
Oh, it's really amazing, Nora. 5 years ago, I thought I knew all there was to know about surgery. But these new methods are... Well, let's not talk about me. I seem to have pretty well monopolized the conversation. Right straight through the cocktail, soup, and salad. How about one of you taking over the entree?
Oh, but David, it's so interesting. I love it. Don't you, Eric?
Yes, of course. In fact, I was seriously considering performing a double suture treatment on the roast beef. Or do I make myself clear?
Oh, Eric, you're all mixed up. I think you'd just better stick to a simple incision and let David handle the basket cases.
Well, I must say, the closest I want to get to blood is medium rare. Here you are, David.
Oh, thank you. And Nora, if you still have the same cook, I'm fully prepared to make myself sick on this gustatory abomination, Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, you'd better not let Annie hear you say that. She'll dream up a steak and kidney pudding that will really throw you.
Threatening me again, eh? Did you hear that, Eric?
Yes, I heard it. You two must have enjoyed a few dinners together while I was on tour, huh? As I remember, we haven't had Yorkshire pudding since Kate left until tonight. Kate never could get the hang of Yorkshire pudding.
David had dinner with me on the 15th of January. You were in Philadelphia, darling. I wrote you all about it, remember?
Yes, of course, I... fully intended to write and thank you for looking after my wife in my absence, David. She has a wonderful memory for dates, hasn't she?
I couldn't forget that date, Eric. It was our anniversary.
I see. Yes, of course. Well, David, I hope you enjoyed our anniversary.
Well, as a stand-in for true love, I'm afraid I was pretty much of a flop. However, Nora's a charming hostess, always.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
Well, how was the tour, Eric? Flowers up to here, I suppose. And squeals of ecstasy from frustrated dowagers, as usual.
That covers it very neatly.
Somehow, I'm always sorry for the husbands of those women. They must find themselves utterly baffled.
No, I've met a lot of them, and they're really good fellows, fundamentally. Just got into the rut because they don't like the idea of striking a woman.
Oh, David, don't tell me you recommend it.
Oh, not as a usual method of procedure, of course, but some of those legalized parasites might learn to have a little more respect for Papa if he came out of his corner fighting once in a while.
Well, then, Eric should be glad he's married to a woman who's very lazy and thoroughly contented to let him be head man in her life.
Uh-huh, just as I suspected. She adores you, Eric.
Does she?
Oh, Eric.
Well, how about you, Nora? Is your book coming along?
No, David. I've given it up.
Oh, Nora, you mustn't. It's why... Why, it's sheer sabotage. The world needs your sense of humor.
Excuse me.
Eric, you haven't finished.
I've quite finished, thank you.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter with him? Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no, it's just a sore spot with Eric, my writing. He doesn't want me to write.
But why, in heaven's name? You were a successful writer before you ever met Eric. It isn't taking anything away from him.
He thinks it is, I'm afraid. Oh, David, something's happened to him. Something vicious, unexplainable. Oh, if you'd only talk to me, tell me what's hurting him.
It's ridiculous. He's behaving like a spoiled child.
Listen, he's playing Chopin.
We'd better go in.
Yes. Let's go through here, along the terrace. Oh, David, let's just stand here and listen. Aren't his hands beautiful, David? Strong and sensitive. Oh, David, I love him so much.
I know, Nora. Believe me, I know.
They're on the terrace, standing close to one another. I know they love each other. Why don't they tell me? Why do they torture me? Why can't they be honest and tell me they love each other? Liars, liars, liars!
Well, why don't you come in?
Eric.
I know you're standing there in the shadows, hating me, wishing I were dead.
Eric! Oh, darling, you mustn't say such
things. I've watched you standing together, laughing at the way you put it over me.
Eric, you're not well. I'm afraid the tour's been too strenuous.
Perhaps you'd like to have me put away for a while. Perhaps you'd like to prove that I'm insane.
Eric, you must.
Well, I'm not insane. And I have my opinion of a man who sneaks behind my back under the guise of friend.
I am your friend, Eric. I'm Nora's friend, too. You're hurting her, Eric.
She's hurt me.
Oh, no, Eric.
How has she hurt you? By being loyal and understanding and loving you more than a man deserves to be loved.
I wish you'd go. You don't know anything about it.
Please go, David. Let me talk to him.
But Nora, he isn't well.
It's all right, David. Please, let me talk to him.
Well, if you'd rather. Frankly, I think he needs a good psychiatrist.
Good night, David, and don't be worried. It's happened before. I can manage.
All right, Nora. But promise me one thing. If you need me, call me. Will you promise me that? Please.
I promise, David. Good night.
Good night, Nora.
Oh, Eric. Eric, you've done it.
Nora, I want to talk to you. What are you doing with that suitcase?
I'm leaving, Eric.
But why? Where are you going?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Darling, I'm sorry. Please believe me, I am sorry.
You're always sorry, Eric. Every time. And then it happens all over again.
Oh, but Nora...
We haven't any friends, Eric. You've driven them all away. There was only David left, and now he's gone.
Nora, you can't leave me.
I'm tired of your suspicion, Eric. I haven't deserved it. Ever. And I haven't the courage to fight it any longer.
Nora, be patient with me, darling.
I've been patient. Maybe if I go away, you'll have a chance to think things over. Maybe you'll be able to see how near you've come to smashing something that could have been precious to both of us.
I won't let you go, Nora. I know. You're going to meet David. You are, aren't you?
I think I'm going to meet me again. Goodbye, Eric.
Nora! David. She's gone to David. Nora! Nora, David! David, I know you're home. You've turned out the lights, but I know you're in there. Now let me in! I'll smash down the door!
Here, who are you? What are you trying to...
Eric.
What in heaven's name is wrong?
But, Dave, you aren't in there.
Well, Obviously not.
Well, I thought that you and Nora... Nora, where is she? Where is she?
I don't know where she is. Now, look, old man, you've got to get hold of yourself. Sheer madness. Oh,
but she's gone. I thought she came to you.
Oh, nonsense. Why would she come to me? Here, I'll unlock the door. Come in, Eric. We'll have a brandy and talk this thing over. Straighten it out once and for all. Oh, wait till I switch on the light. There we are. Sit down, Eric. I won't be a moment. Now, I'm sure things aren't as bad as you imagine them to be. Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, Eric. Your hand. Blood. Good Lord, old man. You must have heard it when you smashed the door. Let me have a look.
It's numb. I can't feel anything. David, I couldn't hold the glass.
The curtain falls in Act One of Fantasy Impromptu, starring Kent Smith. Our talent cast of La Rosa Radio Player. Falls in Act One of Fantasy Impromptu, starring Kent Smith. Our talented star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa Radio Players return shortly for Act Two.
CP, I've seen Kent Smith play doctor parts in many pictures, which reminds me that I know just what the doctor ordered for family health.
It couldn't be a heaping dish of La Rosa egg noodles, could it?
It certainly is. Ladies, for delicious, satisfying eating, for a nutritious meal that can't be beat, serve egg noodles with curried lamb a la Rosa. Just combine diced cooked lamb and a few other ingredients with La Rosa Grade A egg noodles, the fluffy golden egg noodles with a real old-fashioned homemade flavor. No other egg noodles compare for good taste and good health in every mouthful. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor. Richer, smoother, more delicious, made in the unhurried old-world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest-selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of Fantasy Impromptu, starring Kent Smith. Unhappy because of Eric's lack of faith in her love for him, Nora has gone away for a while to think things carefully out and decide what her future course must be. Thinking she has gone to David Warren, Eric, in a fit of jealous fury, has smashed his fist against David's door, severely injuring his hand. As our scene opens, Nora is talking with David in his office.
His hands were never meant for anger, Nora. When he smashed his fist against the door, he injured a nerve that has paralyzed his fingers.
Won't he ever be able to play again?
Not unless he can make up his mind to try.
He doesn't want to.
Well, I've done all there is to be done from a medical standpoint, but I can't operate on his mind. And that's where the trouble lies. Eric is obsessed with the idea that his hand is completely done for. He won't make any attempt to use it again. I thought perhaps if you talked to him...
Oh, I will. I will. Oh, if only I hadn't gone away. Does he blame me, David?
Oh, not at all. In fact, he's pretty much ashamed of himself. I don't know when I've been so sorry for anyone. He realizes he's smashed his life into 1,000 pieces. But instead of trying to put it back together again, he's carefully wrapped the pieces in cellophane and put them on the mantle where he can watch them decay. Well, I'm talking like a high-priced psychiatrist. I'd better shut up and stick to surgery.
I understand, David, because I know Eric. He's always tucked things away inside himself, and they would have been much better for a good airing. Where is he, David? I want to be with him. You're very quiet, Eric. What are you thinking about?
What? Nothing in particular. I've been watching the light on your hair. I suppose I've been thinking how glad I am that you're here.
I'm glad, too.
I love you, Nora. I'm stupid about a lot of things, but I'm absolutely certain about that. I'd do almost anything to make up for the unhappiness I've caused you.
Even... Oh, Eric, won't you try to play again?
Oh, you know that's impossible.
I'm sure it isn't, darling. Your hand is ever so much better. David said
so. Oh, what does David know about it? It isn't his hand, it's mine. It's no good, Nora.
If you'd only try, Eric.
I have tried. The day I came from the hospital, Nora, I did try.
But that was 2 months ago. You haven't gone near the piano since I came back.
Oh, you don't understand. Don't you suppose I'd play if I could? Can't you realize I'd give anything to feel life in these useless fingers again?
Eric...
Music was my life, the only thing I knew. Can't you see, Nora, there's nothing left? Nothing.
That's not quite true, Eric. There's always something left.
Life, I suppose, and sunshine. And the gods in this heaven all's right with the world, poppycock, huh?
I wasn't thinking of that particularly. It's just the old law of compensation, darling. You've always been good to me, Eric, and now it's my turn to look after you.
What do you mean?
Just that... Well, I finished my book, Eric.
Your book?
Yes, Receipt for Loyalty. The one I started the year we came back from your London tour.
Hey, but Nora,
I know, dear. You didn't want me to write then. Oh, you were very masterful, wanting to do it all yourself, darling. But now... Well...
It's different now, eh? That's what you're going to say, wasn't it? I can't look after you anymore. I'm crippled. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Please, Eric... I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I won't let you.
Oh, Eric. Oh, why won't you see my side of it? It's only for a little while. Oh, your hand will be better any day now. David's...
I don't care what David says. It's dead, Nora. It's dead. Look at it. Does that look like a hand that would ever again master Chopin? It's dead. I'll put an ad in the Times tomorrow. Erstwhile genius, crippled by his own fury, will accept charity from aspiring peasants. I can still look after you, Nora.
Come in, David. Eric has a pupil. He'll be through very soon.
Well, I can't stay. I was just driving in from New Rochelle.
Oh, David, I'm so glad to see you.
You're shaking, Nora. Are you ill?
Oh, no, of course not. I'm all right. Let's go into the library where we can talk. Oh, David, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Eric's like a hurt child, David. I want to put my arms around him and... cry until the ache has gone out of me.
Oh, I know, Nora. When you love someone, it's seven kinds of perdition just standing by, watching them break their heart without being able to help.
He looks so tired and beaten. Oh, David, isn't there something more I can do?
Has he tried to play at all?
No, not even once. I've listened outside the music room and held my breath and said my prayers. But the minute a pupil leaves... he closes the piano and walks away from it like a carpenter who's finished a job and put his tools away.
Well, just hang on a little longer, Nora. Something's got to happen. Oh, by the way, Nora, when's your book coming out? I'm anxious to read it. My sense of humor needs a transfusion.
It's out. Haven't you read the reviews? I thought that might have been why you came, to offer sympathy.
The reviews aren't... bad.
They're true, if that's bad. Here, read them. I've saved every one. Just to remind me in case I ever again make the mistake of believing in myself.
Oh. Nora.
Don't look so miserable, David. It's quite all right. Eric knew I didn't have it anymore.
Nora, will you... Oh, David, I didn't know you were here.
Well, hello, Eric.
What do you want, Eric? Is the lesson finished?
Yeah, the young lady wants to know something or other, advanced instruction or something. I said you'd talk to her.
Of course. Excuse me, David. It won't take long. Please don't go.
Well, David, I must say I wasn't expecting to see you this evening.
Well, it was quite accidental, believe me. I was driving in for Nourishel and just thought I'd stop in and have a look at the hand. According to my chart, it's nearly in condition for a personal appearance.
Now, you know that isn't so.
I know it is so. Your hand is as good as mine, Eric. But if you won't believe it, there's nothing more to be done. Personally, I'm through with the whole thing.
Thank you for leaving off.
I haven't left off. I've got so much to say to you. Eric, you've smashed your own life, but why did you have to drag Nora along with you?
What do you mean?
I mean these reviews of a book. Good Lord, Eric, don't you realize what you've done to her? Now, listen to this one. The first three chapters gave infinite promise of the brilliance we have learned to expect from Nora Mather. She wrote those three chapters shortly after you were married, Eric. She was happy then and madly in love with you. She believed in you. And that's the most important part of love.
Now, look here, David, you
listen to the rest of this. It goes on. But somewhere along the line, the sparkle went out of it, and the subsequent chapters bogged down pathetically and sank under the weight of their own obvious effort to be amusing. And that's where you came in, Eric, with your stubborn, maladjusted ego. You took the heart out of her. You left her with nothing to hold on to but the tattered remnants of her faith in you.
But she doesn't mind about the book.
Of course she doesn't mind. It was only a symbol of her affection for you. When she saw you had no intention of helping yourself, she did the only thing she knew how to do. She was brilliant, Eric. She had humor and a God-given way with a pen. But you killed that when you wouldn't even try to play again.
I can't, David. Believe me, I can't.
I hope that's true, Eric. I never expected to say this, but I hope with all my heart that you never touch a piano again.
You hope? David, why?
Because I love Nora. And that will be my only chance of winning her away from you. Good night, Eric.
This is my last hope, David. I've called everyone we know, gone every other place he might be. Oh, thank you for driving me, David, when you're so busy.
Oh, nonsense. Do you think I'd let you drive all the way to Lake Champlain alone?
Oh, I'm so tired.
I hope you won't be disappointed. Nora, what makes you think we'll find him here?
It was our honeymoon cottage, David. The beginning of happiness. He played for me. Everything I love. Mostly Chopin.
Well, here we are.
Look, David. Lights. There's a light in the cottage.
Please, Nora, wait. It might be someone else.
It's Eric. Listen, David. He's playing. Eric's playing. Oh, thank you, David. Thank you.
Fantasy impromptu. Ah, well. Goodbye. Nora.
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of Fantasy Impromptu, starring Kent Smith. Our star will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment. Here now is Wendell Niles.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina. The cream of this year's great Durham wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor. Richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again at the microphone, our producer.
Kent, I must congratulate you on a vivid portrayal of a part that calls up your wide variety of acting experiences, an excellent perception for a dramatic part. By the way, can't you give the young people in our audience who have acting ambitions some advice?
Well, in my own case, the road to filmdom led through many years of hard work in the theater to the coveted position as Catherine Cornell's leading man, which opened the gates of Hollywood. But there are other ways. Get work, any kind of work, almost anything, so long as it's in or around the theater or the picture lots. If an ambitious youngster has something to offer, it'll be discovered sooner or later.
You must have some preference, Kent, the stage, radio, or motion pictures. You've excelled in every department and have experience in all.
I have no preference. Playing opposite Catherine Cornell is a memory I shall long treasure. Making pictures is intensely interesting, and starring in this radio theater of yours is a high spot in my radio career.
That was very gracious of you, and our sponsor, La Rosa, and I appreciate that remark very much. Now, Kent, before you leave, I want to tell you and our audience what we have in store for tomorrow. First of all, it's a bang-up comedy, and secondly, we have a top-flight star for the play. He's Sterling Holloway, and the play title is called The Saga of Middleton Grimes. I know this will be the week's high spot in humor and chuckles, so don't miss it. Until tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.